So as we did before, find a comfortable posture. Let's arouse our motivation again, which in the context of this inquiry is to become fully aware of our experience, not just out of curiosity, but in order to gain insight into the processes of our own minds, in order to free us from mental suffering and to bring about greater mental balance and well-being. So again, as we did before, let's take a few moments to settle the body in a state of ease, of stillness, of awakeness. Let your breath settle into its natural rhythm, flowing freely and effortlessly. And with each out-breath, letting go of all the conceptual turbulence that my words might have caused in your mind. And let's settle the mind by allowing awareness to come back to stillness, to the present moment. And now let's begin our exploration of our previous experience of meditating. So, in the first step, we evoke the memory of that experience by recalling the moment just before we started meditating. And this will help us locate that moment in time and space, connecting with it, letting it come back vividly. What was the position of your body just before we started the previous meditation? Did you see anything, hear anything, sense anything in that moment? Feel free to close your eyes now and let this moment come back to you in order to recall the felt experience. And I will now pose a series of questions about the unfolding of this experience, your experience, as I guided you through the practice. And as you contemplate the questions that I'm posing, I invite you to stay as close to the direct felt experience as you can, rather than drawing on any conceptual understanding that you have, any theoretical knowledge from scriptures or teachings, meditation instructions, accounts of other meditators, or of a generalized memory of previous meditation sessions that you've had. So this is all about staying close to this specific experience that we just had a few minutes ago. So to begin, recall the moment I invited you to give yourself permission to step out of doing and drop into being. Let that moment come back to you. How specifically did you go about giving yourself permission? What did you do? And if there was more than one thing that you did, what did you do after the first step? If you're drawing a blank, that's okay. Don't overthink it. We then settle the body in a state of relative balance, relaxed yet alert. And I suggested doing so by way of release rather than effort. So bring that experience of settling vividly to mind by letting that memory come back to you in a felt sense, as unfiltered through concepts as possible. So what happened first in this settling process as you experienced it? And what happened thereafter? And when you got to the end of settling the body, I asked you to make a mental note. How does it feel? How does it feel to have settled the body, relatively speaking? And when you feel whatever you're feeling, what is it like to feel this? What is your experience of feeling this? Is this feeling located somewhere? And then when we were settling the respiration, I invited you to relinquish all control or preference over the breath. What specifically is it that you did to do this? How did you relinquish control over the breath? Drawing on your direct lived experience rather than any theories or concepts in your mind. We then settled the mind, allowing awareness to release all mental activities, come back to the present moment, and becoming aware of being aware. Let that moment come back to you, connect with the experience of this. What is it that you did to that you did to release the mental activities, the thoughts, concerns about the future and the past? And when you're aware of being aware, where is your attention? Is it directed anywhere? Is your awareness located anywhere? Do you do anything to be attentive in this way? Are there any sensations or feelings present when you're aware of being aware? If you find yourself getting carried away with this line of questioning, ruminating about it, analyzing, evaluating your experience, rather than bringing to mind the felt experience at the time, recognize this to be the attentional hyperactivity of excitation and apply the remedies as we did before. Relax your awareness. Release the conceptual activity and return to the stillness of awareness in the present moment. And let's stay here for a while, giving our mind a rest, sustaining the awareness of being aware. And now, direct the light of your awareness back to the previous experience we were exploring, bringing it to mind again with our faculty of mindfulness. So take a moment to let this memory come back to you as an embodied experience rather than thoughts. And recall how I asked you to direct mindfulness to the mental domain. How did you go about doing this? How do you know that you identified the mental domain? Let's now direct our attention to the mental image of the apple that I asked you to imagine. Again, take a moment to recall this experience. And let's explore. When you saw this apple, what exactly did you see? Were there any colors? Was the image clear or fuzzy? Was it stable or fleeting? And where did you view the apple from? Was there a particular perspective from above, from eye level, in front, to the side? How close were you to the image of the apple? Were you in the scene with the apple? Or viewing the apple like looking at a photograph. So let's release that exploration, and for a few more minutes or moments, let's rest in awareness, releasing the effort, settling the mind in its natural state again. And now let's venture out again and explore our experience of the thought. It's the weekend. When I invited you to generate this thought, what did you do to generate it? Did the thought have a location? A form? Did you see it? Hear it? Read it? And when I asked you to view the thought as a thought, where were you located in relation to that thought? Again, if you're getting carried away, relax, release, return. And now, for the last time, let's direct our retrospective mindfulness to the experience of arousing a memory, and let this experience, not the memory itself, become present in your mind. So when you aroused this memory, how specifically did you do this? Is the memory something you saw play out as a movie? as a photograph? Or did it appear in language and words? Did you see anything, hear anything, sense anything, the tactile sensations? And when I invited you to shift from observing the memory as an objective appearance to focusing on the subjective way you experienced that memory, how did you go about doing that? Does this shift have a spatial dimension? Is your attention directed somewhere during this process? Do you have a sense of where you are located in relation to the subjective experience that I asked you to observe? And to the extent that there was a sense of I, was it more like a point or more of a field? So whatever mental state you were observing, you became aware of, how did you know it was that state and not another? What was your process of ascertaining this mental state? And now, as this meditation is coming to an end, let go of all effort, all exploration, all activities of the mind. And for one final time, let your awareness come back to its own place, holding its own ground, simply being aware of being aware. So in your own time, bring your awareness back to our shared space.